Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
It's a scorcher, that's for sure.
So, you know, all the right. You know, just think about the animals. Make sure you...
Yeah, plenty of water out.
Get them inside and get the air conditioning
on. Yeah, I think they said Western Power have actually cancelled some outages. They were going to do work over the weekend. They've cancelled that so everyone can have aircon all weekend long. Nice. They're saying stay indoors if you care. It's like the apocalypse.
Yesterday was... She was saying hotter than we expected it was going to be. It got really warm towards
creeper.
The end. Well... Got pretty hairy in Yanchep with that bushfire. Yeah. It actually took out a petrol station, I believe.
So, that's the worst thing it can take out.
Yeah. But that's been downgraded to a watch and act now. But apparently, I've seen pictures on social media of the blaze visible from Cop Beach.
Wow.
That's how far, yeah, this is some serious stuff. And really sad news out in New Zealand this morning, too.
Yeah.
That volcano on White Island, up to 8 people. Have been claiming there's people missing, but they've confirmed 8 people have been lost. 7 of them Australians.
Yeah, far out.
So, and many, you know, obviously still missing, so we'll sort of watch and see what's going on there. But
yeah, and I've heard the people that have survived have got burns 95% of their body. 95%!
Yeah, it's pretty serious stuff.
Far out. I can't even imagine.
So, if you're looking for something
hot stuff.
Positive, nature has put some positive things on for us, or will,
have
this
they?
Weekend. Yes. Putting on a big light show, the annual Geminid meteor shower is on this weekend.
Right.
So, that's something you can look forward to.
Okay.
It'll peak over, I think, Saturday night, but you can catch it Saturday night, Sunday morning, 14th and 15th. Best time for look for them, apparently, is about 2:40 WA time.
In the morning?
Saturday morning, yeah.
Right.
And that's what'll be like, peak shooting stars.
Right, that'll be good.
Just go and, you know, spend some time with friends, take a little flask of something and, you know.
And watch the meteor.
If you want to.
Nice.
Nikki and Tamillo's 3 things you need to know.
Well, first of all, not that you've probably been able to get away from it, but the big news from overnight is the fact that Time magazine has named Greta. Now, I feel like I'm saying her name wrong every time. Greta Thunberg, is that what everyone's...
Yeah, let's just go with that. Look, I've heard many different reports, but let's go with that.
Greta Thunberg is the person of the year for 2019, and at 16, she is the youngest ever.
Amazing.
And one thing is for certain, she gets people talking.
She does.
There you go. So that's number one. Number two, participants are needed for an ECU study investigating sources of anxiety for children with cancer who spend time in hospital. So if that's a situation that your family's gone through, then they'd like to talk to you. They're looking at developing supportive therapies, and if you want more details, call the ECU School of Medicine and Health Sciences. And following recent projects in like the Wheat Belt and Kimberley, WA Music, or Wham, has announced the next regional recording project will showcase the Peel region.
Hey!
So Wham is on the lookout currently for Peel songwriters, acts and bands of any level, age or genre to represent.
Nice.
It's got to register before January 31, 2020.
Mm-hmm. Get involved.
Yeah, website's a good place to start, wham.asn.au. Apparently, they've identified a new type of hallucination where instead of seeing stuff that's not there... Right.
Mm-hmm.
A team at the University of Derby in the UK have discovered an inverted hallucination where what you actually can't see is something that is there.
What?
So you miss important details.
Right.
Like, I don't know if it's...
You hallucinate and don't see anything.
Well, yeah, but you, like, say, I just miss the fact that you're sitting in front of me.
Mm.
In an attempt to go to my happy place, you just completely disappear, say.
That's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a kind of, I guess it's the origin of the man look in many ways. But, you know, when I'm on the hunt for my sunnies or my keys.
Can't see anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or all those obvious red flags from past relationships, you know?
Mmm.
Nikki and Tamillo's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle Me This.
All right, Cody from Cootenup is here to take our Riddly Challenge this morning. G'day, Cody.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Good. Nothing.
Are you going to school today or are you done for the year?
I'm going to school today.
No.
So one more week for you then, hey?
Yeah.
All right.
That's all right. We're almost there. Then you're off for the rest of time. So don't worry.
So close. All right. So here's your riddle this morning.
There is a man lying dead in his office. He's all alone and the doors and windows are locked from the inside. There are no marks on him. There is no blood. There is a sealed envelope on his desk. How did he die?
He licked the envelope to seal it, but once he sealed it, he died because he had poison on it.
Poison.
A poison envelope.
Poison in the glue.
Classic, isn't it? A poison envelope.
It is classic.
One of the oldest tricks in the book.
Pretty much, surely that's one of the Cluedo, and one of the ways you can
get
Cluedo.
Yeah, it was Colonel Mustard.
Yeah.
In the conservatory with
the poison envelope. You're right, my friend.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No nice worries. Work.
You are the true detective, the Hercule Poirot, or the
we
Sherlock
still
Holmes.
Don't know what that
maybe,
means.
Or that you could be Agatha Christie.
I was thinking of becoming a police officer when I'm older.
Hey!
Well, see, there you go.
There you go. First step ticked off. We endorse you.
I don't know if us endorsing is going to help you in your career, but still, you know.
Well done. Good luck.
We'll
That's
write
a great
you a letter.
Thing.
Good luck indeed. And good luck in the draw tomorrow. We'll see if you win the $100 worth of school supplies from the Learning Pod in Port Kennedy.
Yeah, thank you.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And live from Hollywood Seedious Nightclub with the Goss.
Seniors
well,
Nightclub?
Seedious. Oh. Yeah, because that's where the Goss comes from.
Right.
Nikki Parkinson.
Not the Seniors Nightclub.
No.
Okay. Time Magazine has named Greta Thunberg its 2019 Person of the Year.
That's right.
The outlet says she is an ordinary teenage girl who, in summoning the courage to speak truth to power, became the icon of a generation. Adding, she became the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet this year. The 16-year-old is the youngest person ever to receive the honour. On the entertainment side of things, Lizzo has been named Time's first ever Entertainer of the Year.
Oh.
She is the most nominated artist for the 2020 Grammy Awards and says she's glad to finally be considered mainstream.
I was so excited about all the women in 2019. Being a black woman is popping, but like right now in mainstream culture, like we're finally getting a little bit more respect and getting our due. I've always been singing about the same. I just think that people were ready to hear it and they're also ready to receive it from someone like me. So to be one of those women out there speaking up for us is really incredible and being heard.
Was she just riffing and playing the music as well?
I don't think that was her.
No? Okay.
The US women's national soccer team is the first ever athlete of the year as well, okay. Winning a record-setting four World Cup titles.
Wow.
Well, four in a row. There you go.
Nice work.
In the UK, Ed Sheeran has been named the UK's Artist of the Decade by the official charts company. Ed has taken to Instagram to thank his fans, adding, "Here's to the next 10. Sheeran's Shape of You was also named the top song of the past 10 years.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it is fair enough. He also received the official chart record breaker award for the most number one singles and albums from 2010 to this year.
Wow.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
And the winning bidder on Olivia Newton-John's iconic Grease jacket has returned it to her and donated on her the money on behalf of fighting cancer. The buyer telling Olivia it should not sit in a billionaire's closet for country club bragging rights. He paid $243,000 to win the jacket at auction last month and now donating it all to her Aussie Cancer Centre, delivering the news to her in person.
The odds of beating a recurrent cancer using the newest emerging therapies is 1,000-fold greater than someone appearing out of the blue, buying your most famous and cherished icon and returning it to you. Which is what I'm going to do right now.
Are you serious? That is the most incredibly generous thing to do for me. I'm so grateful and I'm just blown away.
Lovely, and I'm glad really that somebody who was next door decided to record the audio for it.
Olivia was, of course, diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992, and she last year was undergoing treatment once again. The poor thing.
Nikki and Zamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.